Today, there are only a handful of mid-size game studios in Australia developing games for consoles. Studios such as Canberra's 2K and Sega Creative Assembly represent the few survivors left in an industry that has seen a definitive shift towards smaller-scale titles for social platforms. Perhaps it is not surprising, then, that John Parsfield, as one of Brisbane's most successful developers, foresaw the casual game's rise long before it became a reality. Currently the creative director and founder at Red Sprite Studios, Mr. Parsfield has developed games for consoles, tablets, smartphones, Facebook, and even commercial airlines.
Before the GFC hit, I was moving into casual space, and I saw casual as being the next big thing. But I just was surprised that people were just sitting there, kind of head in the sand, going, no, that's being smart. That's when I think that, you know, that's when you really should have been going, okay, let's start exploring these spaces and make the change.
In addition to witnessing the success of the Nintendo Wii and games like Bejeweled, Mr. Parsfield recognised that the casual space seemed to resonate with those who are traditionally non-gamers. This proved to be a primary motivator for his change in focus 3 years ago.
My mother-in-law, who's not a gamer, you said you play games, I don't play games. She was playing Scrabble, she was playing Bookworm, she was playing Bejeweled, she was playing all these games on her PC, and it's like, okay, she's buying them. She's actually spending money on these games, $20 a pop. Another interesting thing is like microtransactions. I saw my nephews and nieces, this is even further back, I saw them spending money on things like ringtones and wallpapers, you know, a few dollars at a time. So I knew this generation of kids who were then still teenagers were going to be spending money on microtransactions, so it wasn't surprising me that would happen.
Morgan Jaffet, creative director at Defiant Development, has made a similar transition from console to mobile games and is embracing this change wholeheartedly. Mr. Jaffet formed Defiant after his previous employer, Pandemic Studios, closed due to financial pressures in 2009.
So most of what we do is mobile development. We're moving more and more into tablet now. Mobile and tablet, despite being very similar, have some differences in how you approach them. We've done PC projects, web-based projects. Everybody here has a background in console development. But mobile's just been really where the opportunity's been, so that's been the primary focus.
Defiant's formation within the mobile space 2.5 years ago is a move that has clearly paid dividends. Their latest game, Ski Safari, recently sold over 1 million downloads in the iOS market.
Yeah, so sales have been good. It did about a little over 500,000 in its opening week, which is great. iOS development tends to be hit-driven, so opening week is a big deal, and you'll do most of your sales in the opening month, really. It's been consistent. We've put out an update, and that's got consistent results. And it's been a really successful Australian iOS title.
However, a common criticism of casual games is that it is difficult to replicate the production values native to consoles on smaller devices. This is certainly true, although the rise of casual games appears to be driven by innovation and accessibility, rather than factors such as graphical quality.
The thing that's key is pretty much any time you put it into somebody's hands, they can understand it really quickly, appreciate it, enjoy it, and we find that, you know, it's a great casual, broad experience from that perspective. So, yeah, it's been fantastic.
Mr. Parsfield also believes that the appeal of casual games is not limited to big production values.
I think that's probably a very valid argument from a company that's driven by purely technology. But for me, I'm not purely driven by the graphical fidelity. For me, I don't care. I mean, I'm playing Super Hexagon. Awesome game on the iPhone. It's written in Flash. All it is these little hexagons rotate, and you have a little triangle you move and try and get between the gaps and the hexagons. And it's super hardcore. You last like 10 seconds. You look at that game, and it's pretty basic, but it's super fun.
While the influx of smaller platforms has fostered these more unique casual games and helped expand gaming audiences, Mr. Jaffet says that it's still important to note that the console decline took a heavy toll on local developers.
The price is pretty substantial. You know, we've lost a lot of great people overseas. There's a lot of people who've not been able to have steady work or steady employment. Some people have moved out of games. You know, it's a big price to pay, but we're definitely seeing more innovation.
In this regard, adapting to the situation is critical if the local games industry is to remain healthy during tough times. Red Sprite Studios and Defiant Development are two developers proving that by embracing change head-on, this is most certainly possible.